There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, about your health, about your life. That's what this show's about. It's about you. Whatever you're struggling with and need help with, we'll come up with great answers. If you need everything from a new recipe, trying to figure out foods to eat for your body to help your brain function better, to help your hormones work better, or just to maybe get a better mood or to feel better, look better, whatever it is. Whatever your health, that we're something that we're dealing with, we want to empower you to go to your next level with your health and with your life. We're going to kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, doctor. How you doing?
Hey, I'm living well. What's up? What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm calling kind of a, this is kind of an embarrassing telephone call, but okay. I've been an opiate addict now for over 12 years, mainly heroin. You know, I've never really tried any alternative treatments, and I've come to the conclusion, doctor, that I'm not going to stop. There's been times when, you know, I've been clean for several months, and I always wind up going back to it. And so I'm thinking about alternative treatments being Suboxone or Methadone, both of which I've never, you know, tried in the past. I've always just been using illicit, you know, drug.
Sure.
And, you know, even though it's a sad fact, it's a fact that I've come to realize that, you know, I can't live without an opiate in my life. And so my question was, you know, for Suboxone versus Methadone, you know, I'm just trying to get, you know, I want to get the illicit aspect out of my life, as far and as well the use of IV, you know, drug use.
Sure.
You know, I've dealt with abscesses, and I have hepatitis C, and I'm also HIV positive. And all this has, you know, come from heroin use.
Yeah.
So like I said, my question was, you know, Methadone versus Suboxone, and from what I understand, those are pretty much the two big medications that are alternatives. Am I correct?
They are. Yeah, they are. I just, what, when you went clean for a while, this is my question. You say you went clean for a while, right? Then you went back.
I've done that several times, yes, sir.
How long were you clean? What was the longest period?
Well, once again, it's kind of embarrassing, but the longest period was a year and a half, and that was when I was incarcerated. And, you know, you're pretty much in a controlled environment there. But, you know, the minute I hit the street, within 3 days, I relapsed. And it calls me, and I have no willpower against it.
When you were incarcerated, did you go through a massive withdrawal?
Yes, sir, and you would have thought that would have deterred me, and it did not. I was sick for about a month.
If you're gonna choose the alternative, it's kind of six one and a half dozen the other. I mean, that's going to be a choice of your own. Have you got a physician that will work with you?
No, sir, but I'm based out of the Denver area, and, you know, there's a massive amount of methadone clinics that also serve Suboxone. Now, the Suboxone is quite more expensive. The thing that I was drawn to the Suboxone about was the use of naloxone, and that would prevent me from using heroin because it's kind of like an abuse from what I understand, correct?
Yeah, it's similar. But, I mean, okay. I think obviously you say you won't quit, so it's not that you haven't made your mind up, but you come to a place where you just feel like you don't have the willpower, right? That's what you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
And what about getting with some support groups? I mean, obviously when you're incarcerated and you went through that period of time, you went through the withdrawal, and you're in a, like you were saying, a controlled environment. So that you had, basically you couldn't really get it. I mean, you probably could, but you didn't want to take the chance. And when you're in that kind of position, it's kind of a life or death deal, and you got, it's kind of a, it's accountability, but it's not the accountability that I think we would all want, but it is accountability nevertheless, right? So it became this way of keeping you from it. Now, when you got clean in there, how bad did you crave it the whole time?
The entire time. It never went away. It never goes away. I wake up thinking about it. I go to sleep thinking about it. It's completely consumed my life. And that's why I want to try an alternative medication because, as you know and I know, I mean, I'm here in the free world. I'm not locked up, so I'm not going to be sick either, you know?
Yeah, but I think...
How you ever, work, you know?
What, well, I realize that, and I've talked with and seen a lot, you know, addicts in a similar situation. But the reality is, what you really want to ask yourself, you know, I would definitely get a doctor that you can work with, okay? Like I know you said there's a lot of clinics, and I realize that. They're growing. They're everywhere. But I would really find a doctor that you can really lean on, and one that will not just, I mean, of course they'll write you a prescription because it's their job to do that, but at the same time, someone that can walk you through the process in the Denver area. And the reason I'm saying that is if you can create accountability, even though the craving's still there, I mean, you can get down to kind of the bare roots of it where you're dealing with dopamine receptors at a very high level. And that's what gives you the high. That's what gives you the feel good. And it's a neurochemical in the brain. And filling those receptors with other chemicals from a natural perspective, like you say, there are ways to do that. And it's a very long conversation, but it is possible. And I would find a doctor that would be willing to work with you. I mean, do you want to do medication for a period of time? Well, you have to do whatever process they would want to walk you through, yes. But there is a possibility of getting your brain to work at a little bit different level from a natural perspective. The craving, though, that you're having, that's going to come from within you. And no different than, like you said, any other addict, there has to come a place where you want to get well. And if you do, you can. And if you don't, you won't. And it comes down to that. Now, say you're back in the free world, per se. Do you have family or kids or anything like that?
I do not, sir. And that's been a big thing, too, that I'm by myself. And
you battle loneliness?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do you battle loneliness a little bit?
You know, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I don't have any friends because of my life.
I understand the concept, but I think that it would be good to put people in your life or to involve yourself in a community or maybe in a support group where people can that are walking the same line not only understand, but you can help each other push through. And there are groups like that out there. And I would definitely pursue that. But I think your step one that you're doing is a good one. You just have to find a doctor you can really trust and walk with, and then they'll walk you through the medication process and then go from there. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Call now 888-379-2552.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Well, whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. So if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, I mean, the list goes on and on. But realize this, if the body can get sick, many times it can get well. So lifestyle choices are everything. Now, our genetics do play a role. A lot of times we think that genetics are everything, but maybe about 25-30%. As we're learning, that two-thirds are lifestyle and environmental factors, and the rest are genetics. So whatever grandma and grandpa gave you, the cards do play a role, but they're not everything. So we have a lot of influence on what happens with our health by our choices that we make every single day. So the question is, are you willing to make good choices or bad choices? Are you going to, you know, become a little more radical than you used to be? And a lot of people get stuck. They're like, well, I've been eating a certain way or living a certain way, or I've gained 50 pounds because of my sedentary lifestyle over the last 10 years. And you get stuck and you think, well, I've just got to keep doing what I'm doing because it's put me in this position. And why not? You know, gain 50 pounds, it's all over, right? Not really. Because the reality is, if you can make new choices, the body's amazing. It can regenerate every single day. And each day, old cells die off and new cells form. And we get a brand new body about every year, roughly. And so the choices you're making right now can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. But you have to be willing to make the choice and the change, because no one else is going to do that for you. You have to step up and say, this is it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to not be eating the way I've been eating because it makes me feel a certain way, think a certain way, or be a certain way. You've been diagnosed with diabetes, then why are you eating the way you're eating and just taking insulin or metformin and just dealing with it? You know, a lot of people can get frustrated because maybe their doctors don't give them a diet plan or a food plan or an eating plan. But, you know, most physicians, we're not trained that way at all. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like asking them to do something that many of them just don't know. Not their fault. We're just not trained that way in school. Now, registered dietitians are pros at that. And many times you won't get referred, but many times you just have to find this out on your own and go meet with them and figure out, okay, what is a good game plan? I need a coach. I need someone to kind of take me by the hand and show me what this whole lifestyle thing is about. And that's okay if you have to have that. I mean, that's what people being trained are for. And they can kind of take you to the next level with your health. But at the end of the day, know that you have choices. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And if you deal with blood sugar-related issues, you crave carbohydrates. You know, one of the big issues, I think, with people craving carbohydrates is that, of course, your brain is affected by carbs. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's one of our feel-good hormones. Serotonin is another one. And when you eat carbohydrates, which can make you gain a lot of weight if you eat the wrong kind, especially the faster-absorbing carbohydrates, you can gain a lot quicker. And by that, what will happen is you can actually, you stimulate these receptors, but of course it causes you to store body fat. And I think with the obesity epidemic growing every single day and us gaining weight as a country every single day, it is incredible. So to really go to the next level with your health and your life, with your food choices, it all comes down to making better ones. And just a little quick tip, if you do crave carbs on a regular basis, you're having a hard time kicking that, add some spices to the food. So if you cut up some vegetables, use spices like turmeric. You can also use even some basic things like hot sauce. And when you know, chili pepper, whatever you want to do, cayenne pepper, whenever you add in some of these spices, what it does is it definitely helps cut down not only the craving for sugar, but it will actually stimulate the same receptors in the body to trick the body to make it think that it's getting that dopamine rush. So something to think about along with those carbohydrates. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Scott now on the lines. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Dr. H, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure, man. What's up?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of my dad. He's 67 years old and under a lot of health issues over the last half decade or so, diagnosed with prostate cancer and you know, he's kind of fought his way through that, removed his prostate, and, you know, it's gone into remission and whatnot. But at the same time, he's, you know, it's really taken a toll on his body, all the treatment he went through and everything. You know, he wasn't in very good shape to start with. He's, you know, didn't live a very healthy lifestyle the last probably 30-some-odd years of his life, alcohol, that sort of thing. But anyway, lately, the last probably 6 months or so, maybe even a little longer, his appetite is pretty much gone to nothing. So he's obviously not getting nutrients or you know, anything he needs to, you know, go about the day, very lethargic, no energy whatsoever. And they're pretty sure, you know, he's got cirrhosis of the liver. They haven't officially diagnosed it yet because they're pretty much afraid to operate on him to take a biopsy. So what I'm looking for are, you know, I'm kind of just assuming that, and what I've got from the doctors are, there's not a lot they can do for him right now. He's kind of in almost a fragile state. So looking for any alternative insight from you on, you know, what we can do to kind of get him going in the right direction, if that's still possible.
Well, it is. I think that you never want to lose hope. And the one really cool thing about the body is that the liver is the number one regenerative organ in our body. I mean, it can regenerate faster than just about anything else. And rightfully so, because the liver is kind of like the powerhouse of the body for getting rid of toxins. And, of course, there's a couple of challenges with that. I mean, once you just get into the cirrhosis state, things are a little bit tougher, but it doesn't mean that things can't turn around. Have they put him on any kind of game plan at all?
No, not really. What they've been doing is he's been, I guess, accumulating a lot of fluids. And I don't know if that's a side effect of cirrhosis. I'm kind of, he lives 1,000 miles away from me. Unfortunately, I'm not in the loop as much as I should be. But, you know, I know they've been draining him of fluids, but he went to a different doctor and they told him that, you know, he's been dehydrated and they want to stop draining these fluids. And I don't know what medication or anything he's on or what the official game plan is.
Okay, I got it. Why don't you do this? So hang tight. We're going to hit this commercial break. We'll come right out, talk about liver disease and what to do from a natural perspective. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking with Scott. Scott's talking about his dad, who's been struggling with issues surrounding his liver. Now it's to the point where they think it's cirrhosis. Haven't diagnosed him, but they're pulling off a lot of fluid often. And, of course, I know, Scott, you're doing everything you can to help, being about 1,000 miles away from your dad. And is there a way for you to get to him or be near him possibly during this process?
Yeah, actually, it's funny, the timing of this phone call, because it kind of just, in my mind, got pretty serious to where I'll be flying down there Monday, and my brother, who lives in South Korea, just flew in a couple days ago because from what we've heard, it's just not, you know, it's not too promising right now. So, you know, we're kind of just doing everything we can. Obviously, we want to surround him with all the positive energy and everything, but, you know, at the same time, I appreciate your show and, you know, decide to reach out to you also.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. One of the best things you can do with someone when you love them, like your parents, is to be around them during that time. And the good thing is, I mean, there's a lot you can do to clean the liver out. There's many type of cleanses and whatnot you can do to work on the liver. You've got to be real careful, though, because when it gets into this place where they're draining fluid and all that, the doctors have to be aware of everything you're doing. So it's kind of like you can go in and give him some super cleanse, say, hey, Dad, we're going to do this. You know, you don't want to do that at this point because there's some medical intervention going on, and you've got to be really careful. But you know, depending on how he advances or regresses, either one, just watching him day by day, his diet plays a big role. A lot of people argue with that, but I just believe that with everything that I've seen, that everything he puts in his body matters. Because the body's going to take that, and you know, the easier the foods are on the digestive tract, the easier it's going to be on the liver. The harder it is in the body, the harder it is on the liver. So, you know, obviously putting the best nutrients in his body, one of the best weapons you can have at this point. And I wouldn't really rely so much on a bunch of supplements and all that. I don't really think that's where he is at this point. You know, at this junction, he needs to be focusing on what his doctors are telling him, number one, and having the support of you guys being there. But also, I would argue and fight for his nutrition at this point, whatever game plan they've got him on is probably not the best. Is anybody orchestrating that for him at all, or are you going to try to spearhead that when you get over there?
Well, yeah, I'll actually, you know, it's unfortunate because my dad doesn't really like to share the negative with, he's kind of a positive guy, so he doesn't share the negative
very
well. Yeah, I'll meet with his doctor who he recently switched to over the last couple weeks. This will be his second meeting with him. And this is a doctor that actually said, you know, I think you've been draining too much fluid because he's had problems with dehydration and, I mean, no appetite whatsoever. So this doctor has kind of curbed the fluid withdrawal, and this will be his second meeting with him. And, you know, I'm not sure what he's going to bring to the table, but... You know, I guess that's kind of where we are, as little information as that is for you.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it'll be good to sit with the doctor and say, okay, what's the deal? You know, I mean, my dad is kind of probably giving me half the story, what's really going on. And then you can kind of get a game plan together because, I mean, obviously they're going to have a game plan set for him. But if his appetite's low, he still needs to be eating. And so coming up with creative ways to help him do that is going to be really good. And if he's a positive kind of guy, that's even better, because actually, even if there's a bunch of drama going on in his body and is breaking down at a certain level, that attitude is going to carry him pretty far. I mean, that's a real asset in a health challenge like this. And I think that you're going to find it may not be as bad as you think, and there may be a pretty strong way for him to recover. It just depends. But I would definitely let the medical doctors and the treatment that they're going through, that's when you're dealing with the liver, you've got to go through that. I just want you to know that's pretty standard. And you don't even want to mess with anything natural except for the diet. Now, that's the one thing I would fight for there. I would. And even if you got to bring in some outside food to him, organic, and, of course, staying away from any inflammatory-based foods, I would kind of fight for that. Talk to them about it, mention it to them. If they are real adamant, like there's maybe a nutritionist or a dietitian in the hospital or wherever he is that they want to use, well, then go talk with them and come up with a game plan with them. But I would be active in what you do. Don't sit back and let the hospital protocols dictate it. The doctors need to have their protocols. Be okay with that. But, you know, the hospital for the nutritional aspect usually is not the best. I mean, some hospitals have really gotten on board and they really make a difference, and some are a little behind. So you have to assess that when you get there. But that's the one aspect I really think family members really should pay attention to, is that's the area of nutrition is where you can really intervene. You never really want to mess with the medical protocol, because there's what we have called standard of care. And through all kinds of research, we know what works best for certain situations. And you never want to try to buck that, you know, buck the system. But, you know, going on with better dietary regimen for him is going to be really helpful. And that's something I want to encourage you to walk with him in. And, you know, just be there. You know, being a son, and, you know, I've lost my father, and it is a very tough thing to go through. It's very painful to watch. And that's, you know, dedicating my book to my dad. And I went through the whole process. But to be there and to be active as a son for him, whether the outcome is good or bad, is going to give you a lot of peace. Because if you're 1,000 miles away and you weren't active at this point in his life, it would be really painful. But the fact that you are, and you're doing everything you can, the doctors are doing everything they can, God's doing everything that we pray that he can, in his time and what he decides to do, again, because he's running the show anyway. So you just have to kind of sit back. But the fact that you're being there and being active, one of the best things you can do, not only for your dad, but for you as well. All right. But keep me posted how things go. If you want, you can call me back on the show while he's going through this process. If you hear something from the doctors and you want to bounce an idea off of me, I'll be glad to answer. Or you can shoot me an email, whatever is best for you, Scott. But in our prayers for sure, hope things go well. And keep us posted, all right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. People get all bent out of shape and they think, well, genetics. Well, genetics play a role. Don't get me wrong. What grandma had and grandpa had and what's passed down to you, the cards were handed down. But we know for a fact that our lifestyle choices really are the determining factors when it comes to our health. And so the choices that we're making every single day really do matter. And so you're either going to make, let's just keep it common sense, good choices, or you're going to make not so great choices. It depends on the choices that you make every single day that determines the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. So what's it going to be? Realize this, that the choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. So if you can't get your lazy butt up in the morning and exercise, it's not anybody else's fault but yours that you're 10 or 15 pounds overweight. I mean, does that make sense to you? No one is going to force you from not putting the donut in your mouth. No one's going to force you from taking the fried chicken and just woofing it down going to KFC or wherever. No one's going to stop you. You just have fun with all that. Let me know how it goes. Because the reality is, from the trans fats to the poor choices, that comes down to you. But here's the good news. I don't care what you've been doing for the last 10 years. I don't care what it's taken to get you to this point where you've got diabetes and heart disease and arthritis and, Dr. A, I just don't know what to do. And you give me.
Tell her, for me, to not just rely on the supplements and the food. She's got to exercise. Bottom line. I mean, she has to get out. She has to exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys. I mean, that is, I mean, the bottom line with cholesterol. Because cholesterol, being a challenge of its own, a lot of people, they say it's hereditary. It's more, it has some genetic links to it, but it's more lifestyle related than anything else. I mean, it is one of those things where you just have to realize that, I mean, the when you're clearing out cholesterol, it's diet, it's lifestyle, it's exercise, all that works together. I mean, you take anybody, make them lose 30 pounds, change their diet, and you're going to see their cholesterol get back to normal for the most part, unless there's some weird genetic link to it. And that's what we've seen typically. Now, for these master cleanse, the diet, typically you want to do those for about 7 days, no more. 7 days on and about 7 days off in a rotational pattern, unless you're doing like the anti-inflammatory diet, which is what's in my book. I mean, that is what is really a better way to go just for long term, because you're eating really good lean quality proteins and low glycemic carbohydrates and the fruits and vegetables and then the healthy fats. And that is a good plan all the way around to keep you functioning at a high level. And that's what I really encourage. That's why I put in my book. So cleansing should be done briefly. It shouldn't be done long term. Now, the anti-inflammatory diet is cleansing in nature, but it's not a cleanse. See, it's more of a lifestyle. It's more of a pattern. It's more of a way of living that you can go. And that's what I'm a bigger fan of doing. So the cleanse is like the super cleanse that I have in my book, too, is more of like a 3 to 5 day deal. You get your body cleaned out. Yeast, fungus, parasite type stuff, candida, all of that. And then you can start eating in an anti-inflammatory manner. And then, of course, your body can build up on its own. One of the best ways to cleanse the body is what I call active cleansing, where you're actively eating, you're actively exercising. Your body is naturally cleansing itself through its own properties, its own lymphatic system, and kind of doing its own thing. You don't have to do some special, you know, event to get your body to cleanse out. So a couple things to think about. 888-283-7272. More calls when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Check us out, asaandrew.com. If you're not in the social media world, you need to be. Facebook and Twitter, you can find us there. And also, our weekly email newsletter, it's an e-zine. Great information that's going to be coming out. Sign up for that at asaandrew.com. It's called The Health Prescription. I'm excited to get that to you every single week. A new protein that may help the body fight breast cancer. New information out about the human body has some of the own cancer-fighting abilities. We've known that, but there's a new immune protein called interleukin-25. Not really new. It's been around for quite a long time, which appears to be able to tell the difference between normal and cancer breast cells. They found in the study. It's found the protein causes it to self-destruct, and it doesn't hurt regular cells. So the protein could be used as a potential treatment against breast cancer, according to some molecular biologists studying at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California. In order to test this theory, they implanted 15 laboratory mice with breast tumors and gave them the protein or placebo each day. A month after the study started, the tumors had grown in the mice getting the placebo and were unchanged in the ones getting the interleukin-25. The findings propose that interleukin-25 could be one of the body's own produced cancer-suppressing proteins, as every day the body produces other potential malignant cells and they're killed through the same process as triggered by the interleukin-25. When breast cancer tissue was studied, it showed the appearance of the interleukin-25 receptors, but no interleukin-25. It appeared that when the breast tissue turns into cancer cells, they can't make the IL-25, even though the receptor remains. So unfortunately, this binds itself to interleukin-17, which is a protein that can cause cancer cells to be produced. That's not a good thing. So the two interleukins are members of the immune messenger club called cytokines, and they take on many roles within the body. With the study's results, doctors and scientists are now aware of 38 of these proteins. Future studies will have to be done to determine if interleukin-25 can somehow be used in practical fashion to fight breast cancer in humans. It may be possible in time to turn it into a form of an anti-cancer drug, as it's been done with other interleukins. For example, interleukin-2 is part of the drug used to treat kidney and skin cancers, and interferon is in the family used to treat hepatitis. So we found a lot of different proteins, and that's why proteins are so important to the body. But we have so many that are part of the immune messenger club, as they like to say, and that's kind of a cool thing. It's true. And they're finding more each and every day through research of what's going to be able to help stabilize and fight off certain cancers and other aspects of our body too, to help us really get to a place where we can win the battle, which is exciting. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dr. I'm 49 years old, been dealing with atrial fibrillation since I was 13 years old, been through several catheter procedures, electrocardioversion, so on and so forth, medication for most of my life, nothing helped.
Okay. So you've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and everyone feels like they've helped you as much as they can. You're taking any medicine right now?
Nope. Haven't taken any pharmaceuticals at all for over 2 years.
Okay. And how often do you have any of these episodes?
Constantly.
Nonstop.
It's nonstop. And this last episode started last May.
Have you done anything naturally for this? Have you gone that route? What things have you done?
Well, as far as clot prevention, I take 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil every day.
Okay.
That's simply because clotting is the number one risk with AFib.
Right. That's right.
As far as antiarrhythmia, I'm not aware of what will stop it.
Okay.
What I do know is about a year before the AFib started, what happened is I had some mercury that I was playing with, and I wanted to feel what it tasted like and felt like in my mouth. Had it in my mouth for probably 30 seconds to a minute under my tongue, swallowing it around the whole shot. Then I also had my first filling, amalgam filling, which now I've got a mouthful of amalgam.
And you haven't had those removed?
Not yet. That's one of my goals.
Okay.
And I'm going to be starting that this year.
That's some good background right there. Now, I definitely would work on those. And don't let them, whoever you work with, get a good biological dentist, and don't let them take more than about two out at a time, 2 to 3 max. Then you give it a little bit of rest, maybe 6 months or so, and then they can take out a couple more. One thing maybe to look into as well is using chlorella. It's just a great agent of chelating mercury out of the body. The cod liver oil is going to do that too, by the way. But as far as chelating mercury out, chlorella is really, really good at that. And even chlorophyll, of course. But aloe vera juice has some properties in it too that can help. And glutamine, all of those can be very beneficial for you in that regard. But as far as the AFib, now, the old adage is in the natural world is that we lose that rhythm a little bit, or the things can change, like with AFib, either because it possibly could be an issue with the thyroid or the pituitary gland, could be one little factor that needs to get checked out through blood work, which I'm sure they've already done all that. But also you want to look into B-complex vitamins. And this is going to sound really simple, but the B vitamin is the multivitamin of the heart. And if you don't have the right amount of Bs in the body because they're water soluble, and if you're not getting it in your diet, you can see that affect the heart in a negative way. So you might want to look into some liquid B vitamins, as well as really kicking up your green leafy vegetables along the way. See how that changes. Also look into the anti-inflammatory diet to give you a good foundation so you're getting all the nutrients that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical conditions.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.